can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
Good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is right now, Radio St. Pete. It is Will from the Homemade Broadcast checking in with you. I hope you're well. On episode 62 of the Homemade Broadcast this past week, we were coming off Homemade Broadcast presents stand-up open mic number 3 at Sly Bar. And there is a fourth one coming. It was a great success, and the fourth one will be October 14th. But in the meantime, we had a fella come in that had a lot of energy. And I just kind of wanted to talk to him. His name is Brian Harris, and he's a local grinding St. Pete comic on his way up. You know, he's trying to get there just like everybody else. So I came, and he came in the studio, and I chatted with him a little bit. Here are some excerpts from episode 62 of the Homemade Broadcast.
I can say I've written, because a lot of it was just improvised, was that blockbuster joke. Okay. And, like, everybody loves that joke. It's a good opener, and we all can relate that Blockbuster is no longer in existence. And if you try to Google it, you know, something may come up like Netflix or something. It was just that funny. But I like to I like to feel like if I'm writing a joke, I want it to be killer. So I got a lot of stuff that I've written that I ain't tried out yet because I'm scared that it won't hit as hard.
Yeah.
But the fear of doing stand-up, you just got to go up there and just put your jokes out, whether they laugh or not. And if they don't laugh, you can't, like, look to the audience for confirmation. You got to have it in your head, like, okay, this joke didn't hit hard. Let me just go on to something else. And hopefully that second joke will just bring up for that first one you said.
I think one of the worst things you can possibly do is if you're bombing, which I've bombed many times in my illustrious career, is try to save the ship. If you bomb, you just have to roll with it and don't let them get the satisfaction of you trying to win them back.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just be like, go down with the ship, man. That's what you got to do.
You're right about that. It's also about confidence, too. Like, a lot of people on stage, like, they don't have a lot of confidence in their jokes and stuff. Like, when you up there, you got to command the stage. Like, say, y'all got to listen to me, like you said earlier.
Yes.
How, like, that's why I, like, move around with so much movement.
Right.
I make eye contact with multiple audience members to let them know, like, y'all got to listen to me. This shit is going to be funny. Like, pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see a lot of comics up there, and they just stand still throughout the whole act.
Yeah.
Like, there are some famous people that do that, and it's killer, but I just can't do it, man. Like, I got to talk about, like, yo, you know how black people walk funny and white people walk funny? I got to, like, you know, act it out. I can't just sit there and, like, have the audience people, you know, think of how that person's supposed to walk.
Yeah. I think that's just a stylistic thing, you know?
Right.
And it depends on what you're talking about, too, because I know I don't move a lot. I don't move a lot in general, so I'm not going to move a lot on stage. But, you know, it just varies by person, you know? And you're a guy with a lot of energy, and I think, but you're a guy with a lot of energy and off stage, too.
Yeah, you're right about that.
You know, I'm a sloth in real life. So you got to be who you are, and, you know, that's part of you. So being honest with your audience, that will really come through, too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you got to be honest with them. A lot of the stuff you can embellish, but you got to let them know that this is me. Like, if you see me off the stage, I'm going to talk the same way. I'm not going to, you know, be a tight ass or anything outside the show or nothing.
Right.
I mean, there's improvisation still. Like, you try to improv on something, but your audience will know who you is. They're like, yo, man, that guy's funny. I bet he's the same way outside of the stand-up thing. That's why he's doing it.
Yeah.
I get that a lot.
Yeah, I could see that. And that's why I liked you, too, is because you are a very genuine person, I can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah. How old of a guy are you?
25 years old, just turned.
25. So I think I have a theory that you don't become a real human being when all your synapses are connected in your brain now until you're about 26.
Twenty-six.
Yes. So I think, when do you turn 26?
A year from now, in September.
Okay, you got a whole year of being a kid, so enjoy that time. Because I feel like actually probably I'm going to be 30 this year.
Wow.
So I feel like within the past couple years, I've gotten over and discovered who I am as a human being. How do you feel about? Well, I guess I was going to say about that. I guess you don't know yet. But do you feel you're not done growing? I guess is what I mean.
Well, I'm not getting taller, so that's probably it. There's still a lot of knowledge out there that I want to dive into. A lot of other things outside of comedy and stuff, and outside of sports that interest me. I still think I got a long way to go, but I'm on the right path. I ain't finna give up.
Yeah. I think, and I didn't mean stop growing because I know I don't know anything yet. I know on the long run, but I feel like I become like spiritually a complete person.
Right.
Like I said, my synapses are together now, and I can at least express how I feel better.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's true or not. And in 10 years, I could be like, oh, what a dummy I was. That's how it starts, man. Are you pretty much hitting an open mic like every night?
I'm hitting them, man. It's hard. Like I'm hitting them like 3 nights. Every some days where I hit like 7 nights straight or six nights straight.
Uh-huh.
But then there's other days where like girls that be wanting to meet me and talk to me, and I send them my video of like, oh my god, you're so busy, you don't want to hang out with me, and so I gotta like bring my pen and pad with me onto the movies or to their place and talk. It's crazy, but I'm thinking one day, y'all hearing it right now in a homemade broadcast, I'm gonna be big one day. Hopefully in like 2 years, because I gave myself 3 years to make it on a TV show or something.
Wow.
Nah, I just go be a teacher or some shit.
A teacher? Do you have a teaching degree?
No, I don't have a teaching degree. All that's going to come after this.
So that was some excerpts from episode 62 of the Homemade Broadcast with Brian Harris, local stand-up comedian. You can follow him on Twitter. Just find him at @BHSoFunny. And you can find me on Twitter at @home_made_man. Go listen to the rest of that interview. Just search YouTube for The Homemade Broadcast or go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/The Homemade Broadcast. Radio St. Pete, it was a pleasure as always to speak with you. I will talk to you soon. Have a fantastic week. I love you very much.